Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to go on a Friday. Brian Masrowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a good one out there today. How are you doing, Joe?
Hey, Brian, it's Friday. Excited for the weekend. A lot of football this weekend and excited to sit back and watch it.
I love, going to another sport. This is Gary Bettman, the NHL commissioner, was in Buffalo yesterday. Here he is. He was talking about a Winter Classic returning to Buffalo, potentially when that new stadium is built.
Oh, you mean come back and to the birthing of the Winter Classic? Yes. Yes, I could. I could. You have to promise me another snow globe day. But yeah, listen, that was a spectacular day that is emblazoned in my memory, and I'm sure all of yours. I mean, excuse me, it's not COVID.
Right, that's all I wanted to play the clip for, because that's what we were talking about earlier this week.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, not COVID. I don't know what it is.
Could be a cold. Could be the
plague.
Flu.
I mean, you know, whatever. Not COVID. Don't worry. That's why that stuck out to me yesterday.
By the way, I must just have a different thought process than people. Like, yeah, the new stadium's going to be cool and you're going to want to play a game there. But I don't know. How about one last one at, if that's really their goal? Like, I've been over this. I think they overdo it with the outdoor games. However, if that's your thought process, you know, oh, the birthplace, maybe you do one last one at whatever it's called now, Highmark Stadium. I just thought that was interesting. Again, I think the NHL overdoes it with the Winter Classics, but maybe I just think differently.
It's only one a year.
Then you have the Stadium Series.
Whatever.
You have the Heritage Classic.
It's just words. I mean, I don't, you know, whatever. I could see that. I could see myself eating fried chicken for dinner tonight. I don't know. You know, will it happen? I don't know. I'm just saying I could see it.
I don't know what you're doing on a Friday night.
Could see me chewing gum after I get off the air. I don't know. How much weight am I supposed to put into that? I do love to want to go do. How are you feeling about the Bills game, by the way?
Hey, you know, you feel confident, and then you watch people that are supposed to know what they're talking about, and you go, oh, I don't know about that. I feel confident about the Bills-Bengals. I think the Bills,
You feel confident about the Bills-Bengals?
Which Bills team? Over the Bengals.
You got to pick one.
I feel confident about both of them, Brian. You know, everyone points to last week, but a win's a win. The Bengals also could have lost. I don't understand that. I feel good about the Bills. I feel better the closer we get to the game. Unfortunately, I felt really good about the Bills last year going into the divisional and better as we got into the game. But I think it's going to be a raucous environment Sunday at Highmark Stadium. I keep forgetting the name. Highmark Stadium. And I'm predicting that the Bills will win, but I'm not giving you a score.
I hope that you'll hear a lot of people. I hope to see a good game. I don't know what's going to happen. No, I don't care if it's a good game or not. I hope the Bills win. And a lot of people are feeling confident, Joe. More than 50,000 tickets were purchased by the club's season ticket holders between the Bills and Chiefs in the first 24 hours of that game being on sale in Atlanta for the potential AFC Championship game, should both teams win. Bills and Chiefs, would be, you know, Bills fans on one side of the field, Chiefs fans on the other. That is what they're going for. The league just made another announcement a few minutes ago, you know, kind of confirming that. The Bills side was sold out. Very cool. I really think that is going to look pretty cool. Want to go to the Bills-Cincinnati Bengals game? Be prepared to pay. That's the headline in the Buffalo News. And I thought it was funny this morning. I mean, it's true in the sense that, again, like I would say, you want a pack of double mint gum, be prepared to pay, you know, a quarter. But is it not a quarter anymore?
I don't even know. I haven't seen those little packs in years. It's like the big square packs.
I'm not really looking for them. I don't look at, you know, the checkout line.
No.
I don't really see them.
But when I see it, I've only seen those square ones.
They don't have the little rectangle packs of double mint?
I don't want someone to text and say
I'm wrong. Totally aging myself with that comment right there?
With the 25 cents?
I sound like a fool, yeah.
On the side of it?
25 cents. Want a can of Arizona iced tea? Be prepared to pay. 99 cents.
That is 99 cents.
I think that they're so cheap.
Yes.
The tickets.
I hadn't been looking, but when you said how cheap they were, I could not believe these are the tickets to the divisional round, which, again, the Bills did not host last season. Last time they hosted the divisional round, 6,000 people could go. So I am very surprised. And it's not even going to be that bad. A little bit of snow, mid-30s. Are we to that point with the Bills where the divisional round is already stale? I don't feel that way.
Especially
a home game.
The weather might play into it a little bit. Maybe people are spending a lot of money getting to Atlanta, which we'll get to in a second. but 160 to 170 after fees, what I've been seeing throughout the morning, which is not that much considering it's about what the price was last week for, you know, just the first round of the playoffs, second round, two great teams. Considering, I don't know how you could say it's expensive considering tickets were $300 to get in for regular season games earlier. We're talking about the playoffs and around the league, it's about the same as the Chiefs-Jags game. You want to talk about stale, you know, divisional game for the Chiefs. I mean, they've been playing that for now 5-6 straight years in Kansas City. The Eagles game, the game in Philadelphia, $300 to get in. The game in San Francisco, $530 to get in. So I'm not going to say that you're going to pay a lot to go to the Bills and Bengals game. I actually thought that the game in Atlanta was not too bad.
No.
For the box office price. I don't know what people are paying on the secondary market right now or what tickets are listed for, but in terms of how they price the tickets, you know, not AFC Championship game, neutral site. I mean, that is the closest to a Super Bowl you're going to get without actually going to the Super Bowl, right? $120 it started.
Yeah, it was the cheapest ticket.
Not too bad.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think you're getting to the Super Bowl for $120.
Not like that, exactly that. Like, I was almost expecting those type of prices, but, you know, it seemed like reasonable enough. I mean, you can debate reasonable and show me your ticket stubs for $5 from, you know, back in the day, and I'll say, I get it. You know, no one likes to be paying this amount, but compared to other big events, like, this is the world we live in now. Joe, you are, I'll start with this. Do you hope that you're going to Atlanta for the game? Now, you have tickets to the Bills AFC Championship game, no matter where it's played.
Yes.
So you have tickets. If it's Bills Jags in Orchard Park, you have the ticket. If it is Bills Chiefs in Atlanta, you have the ticket. Just, you know, based on nothing else, the game and being in the building, are you hoping you go to Atlanta?
No. I'm hoping, I am rooting hard for Jacksonville tomorrow. I want a home AFC Championship game. And, you know, I would like to avoid all the costs that go into getting to Atlanta. The nice thing about it being home is, number one, the home atmosphere. Number two, it's not going to cost me any extra. It's the ticket. I'll be there. I think the Atlanta thing will be very cool. And if they're in, they're in. We'll be there. But I am hoping to be at Highmark Stadium next Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, home is home.
Yes. Right?
Like, there's the obvious, you know, like, it would be very, very cool. I think the Atlanta thing would be really cool too. It wouldn't be like the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is suits. You know, the Super Bowl, you don't
exactly.
get. This would be, you don't get in the NFL like this half and half stadium feel, like Bills fans on one side, Bengals or Chiefs fans on the other. I think that would be really cool.
It's a college bowl game experience.
I mean, there would be something to that. So I don't know where my head would be at if I was thinking about which one you'd rather do or who you might be rooting for tomorrow. You're going to Atlanta. And Joe, I just, oh my goodness, you. I love you. I was just, I say it all the time. Every week, like there's something you tell me and I'm just like, I'm like floored.
I thought this one you wouldn't be surprised because of my history of being cheap.
Oh my goodness. So you are going to, if the Bills and Chiefs play in Atlanta, you are going to this game.
Yes.
I want you to explain to the audience how you are going to this game.
Well, number one, it is a refundable ticket. And if other flights open up, if prices go down, I'm also looking at Spirit and Rochester. So it's not a done deal. Right now, the tickets that I hold, the airline tickets that I hold, I would leave Friday night at 9:41 on Frontier and fly to Denver, Colorado. Okay? I would stay in Denver, Colorado at the airport from 12:51. I think I'm doing the math right. 12:51 Denver time to, I'm sorry, 11:51 Denver time to almost 6 a.m. And then fly from Denver to Atlanta. And then I would do very similar on the way back.
I didn't even know that. Oh my goodness. But we'll get to that in a second. No, because you broke down a lot of costs. I want to just start with the basic. When do you leave Buffalo, the airport, and when do you touch down in Atlanta?
Okay, I want to make sure I have exacts with you. I should have had come prepared. I apologize. I take off in Buffalo at 9:41 on Frontier. I get to Denver. Sorry, you want to know when I get to Atlanta?
I want to know the entire duration of your trip. You're in the Buffalo airport. Your plane takes off at 9:41.
9:41.
So you're getting to the airport at what, 8:30?
Ooh. Yeah, 8:30. I plan on a lot of people being at the airport that Friday night.
Okay.
And then I land in Atlanta at 10:48 a.m.
A.m.
Yes.
The next day. Yes. I want to make that clear. So your plan to get to Atlanta for this game is to get to the Buffalo airport at 8 p.m.
Yes.
And be traveling until, at the very least, 10 a.m. the next day.
With a nap at the Denver airport.
Again, 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And then just going all the way through. Now, why? Why
number
did you book this
call? Cheapest refundable ticket, okay? I paid for this ticket, refundable, $188, okay? The next closest ticket is almost $300, and that's not refundable. So,
well, it's, again,
things play into that.
Every ticket can be made refundable. It's $188 refundable. You paid to make it refundable. Airlines will let you pay
the
to make it a refundable
ticket. The $188 is the included cost. So it was a $150 ticket.
Right.
$38 to make
you
it refundable.
You paid $38 to make it a refundable ticket.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes. And, by the way, I do get that $38 back as a credit on where I booked it. So I do and somehow get all the money back.
Yeah, if you want to take a $38 flight somewhere.
I'm just saying, I do have a credit.
Good luck with that.
Somewhere.
So... You are flying an overnight trip in order to save the next. What's the next?
The next closest flight, non-refundable, is $286.
So to save $100.
Yes. $288. Sorry, $288.
You are going to fly for. You're going to be in airports for 12 straight hours.
Yes. Now, let me break this down, because it makes more sense than you think, okay?
I can't imagine that's true, but go ahead.
Taking off at 9:41 on a Friday night, all right? Most likely, if I had gone with a Saturday flight, I'd be getting up at 5-something or taking off at 5-something to go to Atlanta. So, all right, in the air, in Denver.
You'd be sleeping in your own bed.
But I'll be sleeping somewhere. It's not like I would be here doing something. I'd be here sleeping. So I'm just going to be sleeping somewhere else.
In your bed, in your home.
I do that all the time. One night, sleeping at what they call the rest center in Term A at the Denver airport for a few hours, go to Atlanta. You did fail to mention that I then have to wait in the Atlanta airport for an hour until my father's plane lands.
So you're there till 11. So your grand total, you are in airports from 8 p.m. on Friday to 11 a.m. the next day to save $100.
Yeah, it's more than $100 because, again, that is a non-refundable ticket. Now
every ticket is refundable.
But let me, as I said, the reason, the best part about this being refundable is if a better flight pops up Monday, right? Every now and then, if you catch a site at the right time, a flight has gone down, a seat's become available. As I said, Spirit out of Rochester is an option. I have not taken that out. As of right now, this is the best financial option. If on Monday it's confirmed this is happening and another flight pops up or, tickets become cheaper, I can't see that happening, I'll reassess. And that's the beauty of this. I'll get to reassess. But I did not want to, number one, take a chance on a non-refundable ticket, or two, turn this into, a $400-$500 trip, and that's before any of the other costs. and you know what? I have been able to see, and my wife told me this yesterday, and I'm glad she did. I've been able to see a lot of things, do a lot of trips because of this mentality of let's save an extra $100. An extra $100, that's a few beers at the game. That's a few beers out before the game. That's dinner. That's lunch. That's something that, if it goes into the flight, maybe I'm a little tighter when I get to Atlanta.
So I think you're insane. 803-0930 to join us here. 803-0930 on our text board or give us a call here. The idea that you are, at some point, here's my point here, there's two of them. One, at some point, you have to value your own time. To the difference between, a nonstop flight to Atlanta is what, a couple hours?
Yes.
So a couple hours and then the airport time, 3.5 hours, 4 hours tops. So for a 4 hour trip and taking a 13 hour trip overnight, sleeping in an airport all the way in Denver, like at some point, I'm going to say, you know what? My 13 hours of time is worth more than $100.
Right.
And my comfort is worth more than $100 or two.
And if we knew 3 months ago that this game was going to be in Atlanta, I'd probably be able to get a direct flight to Atlanta for this price. The problem is this was announced late, right? You couldn't book a flight until they had announced Atlanta. And you do need a refundable ticket because it's a 50-50 shot if it even happens. With all those in there, that I think that's what made this, for me, a reality. Now, I realize a lot of people are working with different amounts of money. I am not, and I have to be mindful of that, but I want to be at the game. I want to be cheap, but I want to be at the game because, let's be honest, Brian, this is probably the last football trip before baby Beamer's here. So I'm going to make every chance to get to this game, I'm going to take it. And if this is my cheap option, I'm taking it.
So there's you now breach into point number two, which is at some point, you're either taking the trip or you're not. And that's my mentality toward going somewhere. If you're taking a trip, if I'm worried about $100, if I'm thinking about it that way,
okay,
where I'm gonna, I'm gonna save $100 on this. I'll spend an extra day traveling.
Okay,
I'm not taking the trip. Means I can't take the trip because it's not worth. At some point, it's not worth it. You either can afford to take the trip to me, or you can't. Like this idea of like hitchhiking.
But there's a difference. Like a trip, like a vacation. Like, I went to the beach over the summer. That was a planned trip. That's something I saved up for, a planned trip. This is something where the NFL said, hey, the game's going to be in Atlanta. All right, I'm going to get there. I have the money to get there. I'm going to make it work and make it work for the cheapest amount possible. Right, could I go on right now and buy a $400 plane ticket? Sure. Is that, to me, financially responsible? No.
I would say if you're thinking like that, you don't have the money to get there.
Well, I mean, quite literally, I could buy a $400 ticket. I just don't think financially that's the most responsible option. It's time where I would be sleeping anyway. I just, if this was in the middle of the day and I was spending the entire day and someone said airport food's expensive, yes, the airport's going to be closed. There's not going to be anything open. So I'm not going to be spending the money in the airport.
I just don't know. I think
it's just two different mindsets, obviously. Like, I just, what can I do the cheapest?
Yeah, and I just cannot imagine ever. Like, I don't, how much money would I have to be saving to say, yeah, I'm going to spend 15 hours traveling to a place that could take me 2 or 3 hours. And I'm going to spend overnight in an airport and take, like, extra long flights each way to save. What does that number have to be?
In the situation for me, it makes sense. And again, it's more than $100 because we are comparing a refundable ticket to a non-refundable
ticket. Well, it's a refundable ticket because you paid more to make it a refundable ticket.
Right.
You could pay more to make it a refundable ticket, any airline
ticket. Then we'd be talking about a difference of $138, $150, depending on the airline.
Sure, maybe, but okay. Like, it's a refundable ticket because you paid for it.
Yes, and was able to keep it under $200. Again, that's not having the money. That's, all right, this makes sense. I'm going to be sleeping overnight anyway.
And it's not really refundable. Like, to me also, if you're concerned about paying for it and, like, the money, you would just waited until the Bills won the game on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh, no way.
Because
no way.
Now
ticket price
you're
is
out
be
$40.
Well, it's a
They're
going
to add flights.
I'm going to travel. It's a credit.
They'll add flights.
Okay, and they'll use that. I can use that to get those new flights. But I'm not going to depend on that.
Well, Frontier is not going to add flights direct to Atlanta.
Well, that's a good thing that my ticket's refundable through the website that I booked it, not Frontier. However, I don't want to sit here and depend on that because say that doesn't happen and the demand for those flights is going to be through the roof, it's still going to be more expensive than what I'm paying now.
I'm agreeing with the person. Like, why wouldn't you just drive?
Way more expensive. The price of gas?
I mean, how often are you... You drive to Atlanta, you fill up.
I can do it. It takes two fill-ups.
Two.
Hold on. One. One and a half to get to Blacksburg. So you're filling up two and a half times to get to Atlanta.
All right. In your car?
That's five times.
$90?
Five times 90. I wasn't good in math. Is more than 188.
I mean, barely. Like, you're not... I am just like... I'm incredulous about any decision to, if I'm looking at flights and I see, and like you go on a lot of these sites to book your own travel.
Yes.
And you see like this option and I will look at price first and I'm like, all right, give me the cheapest flight. I'm uncomfortable on a plane. No matter what, give me whatever's going to get me there the cheapest. But then I look and the first five things are like, well, it gets you there the cheapest, but you're flying here and then you're waiting overnight and it's a 15 plus hour trip. Well, I'm not doing that. Like, that's obviously not going to happen.
Right. And I'm looking at this differently, as I said, than just a regular trip. If this was my wife and I, there's no way I would have booked this. I would have paid the extra money. We're talking about just me. And I guess I am willing to put myself through an overnight struggle to save the money. I'm not willing to put other people. I would never suggest this. I would never suggest this to my wife. But for me, for just me, yeah, I will take the savings. That's more money I can spend in Atlanta, and I'm fine with that. It's a financially, in my opinion, smart decision to what will most likely be my last football road trip before my child's here, and I'm going to make any way possible to get there and the cheapest I can. And when there's a difference of $150, to me, the money is worth the time.
There's no way you don't end up spending that money in the airport.
The airport would not, the concessions at the airport are not going to be open at midnight in Denver.
You're going to have to eat something.
I'll eat when I get to Atlanta.
15 hours.
It's not going to cost me $150.
I just saw somebody post a bag of nuts, a water, and a beef jerky was $80 at the airport.
And I wouldn't buy that. I can have a big meal before I get to the Buffalo airport. I'm going to be sleeping in the Denver airport. I'll get the free whatever they give you. Oh, probably nothing on Frontier. Never mind. And when I get to Atlanta and meet up with my father, we'll go out for lunch.
That's somebody pointed out. I forget you're taking the same route. You're 30 hours traveling at this whole. I mean, that is more than an entire day.
Yeah. Now, let's not talk about Monday because a lot of the stuff I've said about the Monday situation discounts what I said about the Friday situation.
How much? Like, at what point do you say it's just not worth it on my time? I mean, how much money would you have to save to spend over a day traveling for something that should take, at the end of it, to and from, a quarter of a day? 803-0930, it's 930 on WBEN.
We the people. of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
We're back here. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. We're talking about Joe's travel plans because I think they're outrageous. But he doesn't seem to think so. You've rationalized it in your mind. Joe is
I hope we're talking about a home game.
If the Bills and Chiefs both win this weekend, they don't both play on Sunday. If they both win this weekend and the game is in Atlanta, Joe's going, which is awesome. I would love to be at that game. I think it's going to be really fun. How Joe is getting there is boggling my mind. He would leave Friday evening at 9:41, get to the airport around 8, and end up leaving the airport in Atlanta at about 11. No, not 11 p.m. 11 a.m. the next day. A 15-hour. And then, by the way, do the exact same thing going back.
Except not overnight. That's the kicker about the Monday thing.
So
everything I said about Friday does not apply to Monday because I would literally be in the Denver airport through the entire day. It's a morning flight. I leave at... this is an hour less. 9:41 Monday morning. I get back to Buffalo before 10 o'clock Monday night.
30 hours traveling. 30 hours traveling to save a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah.
So what? How much money does it have? Do you have to be saving to be inconvenienced like that? Like, at some point, does it change for you? 803-0930. Someone on our text board will go there, saying you're going to spend five times longer at the airport than at the actual game. I mean, your trip is not so much to the game; it's to the airports.
That's right. I'm gonna get it.
You're taking trips to the Denver airports.
I wish I could have thrown an airport that I hadn't been to yet and say I've experienced this airport.
You're going to get to know it real well.
I will know the Denver airport very well.
But and to that point, someone says, well, I should be thinking of it as an adventure. This person writes in, I was about to pay twice as much to take a train to Florida. By taking a train, it would take 10 times longer, only decided against it because they didn't allow a dog. And to that, I would say it is not the same thing at all. A train trip is a train. Like people do a train trip as the trip. It has stops. It has sleeping quarters. It has dining carts. A train is like a whole experience.
That's the adventure.
You're stopping at a train. Yeah. Flying and then hanging around an airport for half a day is not the same type of thing.
But you could make it an adventure. You know, the Denver airport at night. Ooh, listen to some George Norrie while walking around. I think... I'm going to do my best. You know, I've already got it planned. I'm not going to pay for the Wi-Fi on the plane. I'll download two podcasts, listen to that on the way to Denver. Probably listen to some live radio, walking around, get a few steps in. Brian, you know, I always count my steps. Probably take a 3-hour nap in their little resting area. I got it all planned out. I think it'll be fun. Get to Atlanta, wait for my dad, and then, you know, let the trip begin. I should also throw out there that as of right now, we're staying for free. We're staying with my aunt. So that's another cost that I've cut from this trip.
You should have put that savings toward not spending 30 hours in airports.
No, because then that defeats the savings.
There's also this mindset to me. If I'm going somewhere, if I've made the decision to go somewhere, I'm either going or I'm not, and I am past doing like the in-betweener stuff.
But can I ask you this? Have you ever last minute planned a flight like this within what will be almost 2 weeks between, oh, this just popped up, I'm going to fly there? Usually when stuff like that pops up for me, it's a road trip. You know what I mean? Like Indianapolis would have been a road trip. This is just, for me, it's really different because 2 weeks ago, no, what are you talking about? It's gonna, you know, to now, oh, that's the game. It's different than a planned trip. Like I said, I would never do this with a planned trip. That's something you saved up for. That's something you're going to take the most convenient route because you want to get there. You want to go enjoy your vacation. This is just to make sure I'm at the game.
I guess this is one of the key differences. So if that's me, if I'm in your situation and I see again, like, I think they're going to be adding flights. I don't know if 2 weeks is last minute. Probably is for plane. I'm looking at this, and if it's too much, then I'm not going. Like it's, I'm just not going to the game if I'm not willing to spend money on a flight that won't take me 30 hours. You know, a place to stay by there. If I'm tacking all that up,
yes,
and I'm not willing, I'm just not going. It is never an option in my mind to spend 30 hours hanging around in traveling.
But let me tell you this. Not going was never an option for me. Like, once we had the tickets, not going was never an option. So if this flight didn't exist, I would have been on that next most expensive. You know what I mean? And I'd be justifying that, saying, well, it's the cheapest on the site. The fact that this flight was there, that it was offered, but if that flight wasn't there, I wouldn't say, guess I can't go. Okay, this is the one I'm taking now.
On the text board, someone's saying, are you going to be rested enough to even enjoy the game?
You got, I mean, all Saturday.
Yeah, but that would play. That traveling, even just the normal Atlanta flight, traveling, to, you know, the bags going through, being on that uncomfortable plane, doing all that junk, that takes a lot out of me, period.
But you're also talking about someone who's driven Friday nights and gotten to a place at 1 a.m. to enjoy a noon game and has been just fine.
Yeah, that, I mean, that is true. But for me, like, that would be I'm just not even going to be, I wouldn't even be enjoying the game because I'd be thinking about another 15 hours at an airport that I'm going to have to do in like 6 hours.
But maybe I'll enjoy it. Maybe I'll enjoy my time at the airport. I'm like, I cannot wait to get back to the Denver airport.
Let me know if that happens. If you're enjoying your overnight at an airport, I don't know. And then this, I don't really know what to make on this text. Somebody says, I'm with Joe on this one. The priorities of someone who's already a parent are different from someone who isn't yet. Have fun while you can before the baby comes. I don't know if I understand it. The point that they're trying to make.
I think they were just going off my point of, you know, this is my last football road trip before I have more responsibilities. And I think that adds to it. If I had a child, there's no way I would be taking this flight. You know, I'd be on the what's gets me there the shortest and gets me back the quickest.
I guess so. I never like thinking like that. I just think that's a bad way to think.
Well, that's just, as someone who's not a parent yet, that's how I'm looking at it.
But, like, that's to be like, oh, well, once the baby comes. Because that happens to a lot of people. I know this isn't going to be you, Joe.
No.
Who, like, they have a kid, and they fall off the face of the earth.
Oh, yeah. You don't think that's already been discussed?
But you know what I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that happened. Like, you don't see them anymore. You don't do, and it does take a lot of work to make sure you're an active parent and still
social,
doing, you know, a lot of stuff, taking care of yourself. But I don't like that. Watch me have a two and fall off the face of the earth in a couple of weeks. But I don't like thinking like that.
But I do think if I had a kid, I would be looking for the more direct flights.
I would hope so.
I would have more time at home, you know, and not say, all right, I'll see you on Monday.
Oh, my. I mean, maybe this is also part of this is I like my wife would kill me and I would tell the DA beforehand, like, no, it was justified.
Yeah.
If I told her, no, I'm leaving Friday. Well, oh, why are you getting there an extra day? Well, I'm getting there Saturday.
Yeah, don't
I'm
worry.
Just spending 15 hours in the, you can handle everything, right? Like that would not go over, period.
Right. No, and I would never even think of doing this once that day comes. I just, like I said, I go to the website, Brian. I'm just like you. I see the cheapest flight. The problem is it's very difficult, as you can tell, to get me to not go with that flight. You know what I mean? Unless the flight under it's $10 more. It's very difficult for me to look at a more expensive flight and book that when that cheaper option is sitting there. And again, it's just me. I will make, you, Brian, you know me very well. I make the best of every situation. I'm probably going to have a lot of fun in the Denver airport. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to make the best of it.
I think here's part of my why I'm so perplexed. Because you say that as if, like, I'm looking at this like, oh, of course Joe's going to do this. And in some ways, I see why you would say that. On the other hand, in this text that came in, 803-0930, brings it up. Someone said, sounds like fun. Many airports have shower facilities, sleeping areas, etc. Like, none of that. What is fun about that? It sounds like fun. I'm going to shower and sleep in an airport. That's not fun. And this is, that's not fun. That's miserable to me. I want to have some level of comfort. And I'm talking to the person who's turning on their AC the second the heat outside is above 60 degrees.
That's right.
Like, I expect you to be the same way of thinking of you want that level of comfort. You're about to be in the most, to me, the most uncomfortable places, airports, planes, like the worst places in the world, voluntarily, because you have an option to do otherwise, for 30 hours in one weekend.
Yes. I think I'll make the most fun of it. It would be time where I was sleeping anyway. There's the sleeping area at the Denver airport. And hey, it's to see an AFC championship game that, Brian, I've never been to. My parents didn't take me to the last home AFC championship game. I have not been to an AFC championship game. If this is what it takes, which I know it doesn't, I could get another flight. If this is what it takes.
That's the problem. Like, you say, like, if this is what it takes. But, like, it doesn't take this. You could easily do the other thing.
Yes, I could jump on the same flight as my father.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Again, we could on Monday have an update that a better flight option, you know, poked his head for only $50 more, and I took it. But as of right now, to me, this is, again, being financially responsible.
I would have waited for that other one. Something tells me the 15-hour flight will still be available.
But not for that price. Ticket's already gone up. The ticket price has already gone up. It's $325 now if you want to book that flight.
I'm not going to go Sunday because I don't want to deal with how I felt this past Monday again.
Yes.
Just like I was so drained on Monday from getting up at 6, getting the tailgate stuff ready, tailgating, going through, sitting through that long game and getting home and then, you know, having dinner and doing everything with my son. That's too much for me. that's too much of a hassle. I'm not going to the game this Sunday because of that. I don't know. I am this is above and beyond.
But as I've mentioned, with all that said, I'm willing to do all this. Don't get me wrong. But with all that said, I am constantly, as you know, all morning, I'm constantly looking for a cheaper option or not cheaper. I'm sorry. A more direct option that's not that much more expensive.
I found a cheaper option. You simply fly to Australia.
Oh, okay.
You leave tomorrow.
A one-day layover?
A one-day layover there. You sleep with the iguana. Then you go just a quick jump, Japan, Hawaii, L.A., Atlanta.
At least I get there. There was one I was looking at that was a little more expensive, but you got to Atlanta quicker. Unfortunately, it went Buffalo to Lauderdale to Philadelphia to Atlanta.
Why doesn't your dad want to take this flight with you? He's ditching you to just go to Atlanta?
My dad had points. And hey, If I've learned my cheapness from anyone, my dad probably was able to do it a little more conveniently than me. But he has points, you know, because he has the credit cards that you get points on purchases, and he's going to use that. And, you know, God love him.
You think your dad would do this flight?
No. No. He would be calling. He's probably saying the same things you're saying. He'd be saying the same thing. But again, I like I said, I'm looking at the options out of Rochester with Spirit Airlines. But this was more, Brian, we got tickets. I have to make sure I'm actually going to be there, okay? So let's get the ticket. Let's get the refundable ticket. And then, hey, we have a whole week to find other options. But at least I know, if all else fails, I do have a way to get to the game.
I don't know. I guess it is, to me, it comes down to what's more value to you. Like, the cost of being there to me might be worth like $1,000 to be there at the game, but it is definitely not worth 30 hours.
Okay. See, I think the 30 hours is worth, again, as long as I can be there, it's fine. And you know what? I might walk in here Monday and say, hey, I found a $300 flight that I liked better and I booked it. And you know, you're right. But right now, again, I'm looking at the Friday night, not the Monday, the Friday night as this is time I'd be sleeping anyway. I'm not missing out on anything.
In your own bed, the comfort of your own home.
Those things are nice, but you are talking to someone who couldn't get a hold of their friend in Chicago and slept in a Walmart parking lot. So, you know, again, I'm not going to get a hotel.
Oh my goodness. I just couldn't believe, all week long I've just been thinking about this. Like, I didn't know anyone actually booked, like, the
someone
workaround.
I guarantee there will be someone else in Bill's stuff on that flight. I will not be the only one that did this. Maybe in the audience, but not, there will be someone else in Buffalo stuff on that flight.
To Atlanta?
No. Buffalo, Denver. There's someone else that's doing that flight. It can't just be me.
I think it might be.
I don't think so.
There
are cheap people out there. I'm not the only one.
To this point. See, again, I don't like calling you cheap.
Okay.
You're looking for, cheap is not the right word. I don't know. It's a different value. I would value my time more than the way you are.
Again, I don't see it that way. We just don't see it the same. I'm going to be sleeping anyway. That's how I look at it.
That's a nice 30 hours of sleep you get over a weekend.
Yeah.
I wish I could compete.
Yeah. Well, I got to get all that sleep in now. Someone said, what if the flights are delayed or canceled? I did buy the protection. Don't worry. I got all protection on these tickets.
What does that add up to?
188. Okay. That's with everything. I did get all that. That's why this is a stellar deal. And again, I can get all that.
Hey, did you look out of Cleveland?
No, I probably
should have drove to Pittsburgh or Cleveland and flown down.
Well, I can get the credits back, so let's look. We'll take a look after the show.
I mean, that's,
I did look at Rochester.
I think you took the most inconvenient route.
See,
almost on purpose.
Driving to Cleveland, to me, seems more inconvenient than spending just 3 more hours in the Denver airport than the drive to Cleveland. Yeah.
Oh, the key part. Overnight.
Overnight.
You are 2 days. You are spending 2 days of your life traveling.
It's 6 hours not on a plane. It's 6 hours not on a plane.
You're half of Friday that would be split at 8, and you're an entire half the day before you leave the airport in Atlanta. So that's 2 days that you're spending traveling versus if you can get it done in one.
Oh, we'll look at the options. We'll look at the options.
All right. We'll see how it goes. Well, you know, hopefully Monday.
We're talking about a game at Highmark Stadium.
Sure. I was going to say, hopefully I get a little more juice out of this. This has been carrying me through my week.
Well, if the game's actually happening, we'll be on airplane watch on Monday, seeing if they had any flights.
Please do, for his sake. And we'll be back Monday. B-Maz and Beamer. You got David coming up next after the news on WBEN.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball. for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.